USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Three people were killed and two others were wounded when a gunman opened fire inside the food court at the Greenwood Park Mall south of Indianapolis Sunday evening. The gunman was shot and killed by an armed citizen also in the food court. An investigative report is revealing nearly 400 law enforcement and federal officials rushed to a mass shooting at a Uvalde elementary school, but systemic failures created a chaotic scene that lasted more than an hour before the gunman, who took 21 lives, was finally confronted. Jury selection is scheduled to begin Monday in the trial of Steve Bannon, a one-time advisor to former President Trump, who faces criminal contempt of Congress charges after refusing for months to cooperate with the made-for-TV January 6 House Committee. We are USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Bank of America said Monday that its second quarter profits declined 32%. The second largest U.S. bank earned $6.2 billion, down from $9.2 billion a year earlier. Swimming in an Iowa lake may be hazardous to your health.
A Missouri resident who became infected with a rare brain-eating amoeba has died. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services stated that the resident may have been exposed to the amoeba, commonly found in warm, fresh water like lakes and rivers, while swimming at the Lake of Three Fires in Taylor County, Iowa. The Iowa Department of Health and Human Services is conducting testing in conjunction with the Center for Disease and Control Prevention to confirm the presence of the amoeba in the lake. They have temporarily closed it. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Started last Saturday, if you or someone you know is contemplating suicide or having a mental health crisis, you can dial just three numbers, 988, to get help. Callers will be connected to a trained counselor at a local call center and ultimately routed to potentially life-saving support services. The three-digit code for the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline replaces the 10-digit number that was formerly known as the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. Ukrainian President Zelensky fired two senior members of his administration, including the head of the Security Service of Ukraine. Zelensky said on Sunday that corruption was pouring through the ranks of his government and law enforcement officers suspected of treason and other nefarious activities. Former CIA Director David Petraeus on Fox News updates the Ukrainian war effort.
60 days or so ago, Russia had lost the battles of Kyiv, Chernihiv, and Sumy in the north. It refocused its forces on the east and south. And since then, it has ground out in a grinding offensive with enormous use of artillery, rockets, missiles, indirect fire of all types. It's ground out tactical gains. It is ultimately seized all of one of the oblasts that it focused on, Luhansk Oblast province, and now it is refocusing its efforts to seize the rest of Donetsk Oblast or province.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.